This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
About a week ago, there was a study released that suggested young people are more narcissistic than ever. And one of the reasons blamed for this was the rise of social media, in which people post every little detail about themselves on the internet for others to read. They're kind of making themselves, I guess, the centre of their universe. We're only just beginning to understand the impact of the internet and social media on our children. It's a bit of a minefield for parents, and to help us navigate our way through it, my guest is Colette Smart, an adolescent psychotherapist. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Katrina.
Well, I guess firstly, Colette, what are some of the positives of Facebook, particularly for teenagers?
Well, I would say with the teenagers that I spend time with, on even on a daily basis, Facebook is so much a part of their world. It's like kind of in my day when I was younger and we used to come home and spend a lot of time on the telephone. Our teenagers go home and they spend time on Facebook and they're chatting. They can do group chats on Facebook, so it's not just one-on-one. And what happens is they come to school the next day and they will say, oh, remember yesterday when we spoke about so-and-so's ballet class or that program on TV last night? So it's becoming just part of their daily conversation.
I guess a bonus for parents is that it's free. It's
not free. I was going to say that too. But I think, you know, even during, for example, the Queensland flooding, there were so many sites that were set up that were so positive. And one example is the Missing Persons and Animals site that was actually set up by a teenager up there who set it up. And just looking at it recently, it had about 7,300 people on it. And, you know, that was the initiative of a teenager using what he had and social networking to make a positive impact and try and help people find their animals or missing people. So there are a lot of positive things that we can see from social networking, and it just is so much a part of our teenagers' world. I mean, some of the statistics are showing that about 20% of all internet use is just Facebook, and about 250 million people are using Facebook at the moment. So
250 million?
Yeah, it's
wow.
Huge. And, you know, it's not like we're going to get away from it at all, so it's something that we as parents, I'm a parent myself and I talk to parents all the time, and, you know, it's something that we have to just now embrace as part of what our children's world is, but find the positives as well as helping our children navigate some of the risk factors that are involved.
Colette, do you think that Facebook is here to stay, or do you see it just being superseded by the next technology, the next fad?
Difficult to say. I'd say it's huge, and obviously, you know, it's taken over some of the others like MySpace and so on. It's absolutely massive. There would have to be something really fantastic to take over Facebook, I would say, at this stage. But look, the way technology is evolving at the moment, I would not be surprised if in the next few years something quicker or more interactive would come along and grab our interest. So, yeah, I would say, you know, whether it's Facebook or something else, there still will be some part of social networking that will forever be part of our world.
You mentioned that it has some real positives for teenagers in the way that they keep in touch with each other and even for doing positive things like social justice and that kind of thing. But what do you think is an appropriate age to let your kids get onto these kind of sites?
Well, the required age by Facebook themselves is 13. I'm still astounded at how many children under 13 have a Facebook site.
Yes, it stacks.
Oh, there's so many. And I think, you know, the issue is that often parents don't even realise the rules behind Facebook. They don't realise that it's 13. And so young children are going onto it. Mum says, oh, yeah, have Facebook. Everyone's having Facebook. And so kids have to go on and lie about their age to get onto Facebook by creating a fictitious year of birth. And so that is a concern, because then young children often don't have the emotional or developmental skills ready to deal with the kind of things that come onto the internet, particularly in social networking and interacting with people online. So that is a bit of concern with younger children being on Facebook.
What would you say are the dangers for children being on Facebook?
Well, as parents, I think the things that we need to talk to our children about is reminding them that nothing can ever be taken back once it's on the internet or out in cyberspace. So children will tend to put up photos or images of themselves or other people without actually thinking about whether it's really appropriate and who could ultimately see the photo. Talking to children about, you know, if there's certain images on the internet and, you know, you could be convicted of, for example, child pornography offences for anything that is an image of a child under 18 with nudity involved. So children don't realise those consequences, and then they could be restricted from ever working with youth, even in their sports clubs. You know, an 18-year-old might want to coach under 10 soccer, for example, and then he's restricted from doing things like that. So talking to children about those kind of consequences, thinking through what their friends publish online. I think a good way to chat to your children is asking them, what do your friends do online? What kind of things do they post? What do they talk about? Again, you know, the long-term consequences. Teaching them that they can say no if someone asks them or they feel pressured to say something. They can say no. And also never forwarding images or information about other people online that's not theirs to talk about.
That's a good one.
And, you know, obviously the whole cyberbullying thing that's always around, it's a concern, because what they're finding is children are not able to monitor each other's body language or facial expressions when they're behind a computer screen. So they're finding children will say or do things, push their comments a lot further than they ever would if they were face-to-face with someone.
Isn't that interesting?
So talking to children about those kind of things.
And what about having a policy on who you do or don't accept as friends? Because I think for children it can be harder to say no. I have trouble saying no when people send me a friend request. But, you know, there should be some sort of guideline that you can give your kids to say, well, this is who you can or can't accept as a friend. What's your view on that?
That's absolutely vital. I think, you know, for students as well, especially children who want to be popular or be perceived as popular, the risk is that they kind of just accept anybody who sends them a friend request.
To get the numbers up.
You get the numbers up, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Dear.
And so the rule that I always say to parents when I talk with parents about this is talk to your children about if they go out tomorrow and they cannot actually meet or have a chat with that person at school or next week at their soccer club, or if it's a cousin, say that they'll meet up next month. If it's not a physical person in your life that you could go and have a conversation with, and for little, you know, younger kids, you know, even Club Penguin, for example, is the little children's social networking. Even talking to them about if it's not somebody you can go and tap on their arm tomorrow, you should not ever be befriending them on Facebook.
Yeah, if you couldn't sort of ring them up and say, I'm passing through, can we stop in and have a cuppa? Maybe shouldn't be friends on Facebook. All right, and so just finally, we need to wrap it up, but what are some warning signs that your child could be in danger online?
Some of the warning signs that we would look for are things like your child suddenly becoming unwilling to go to school, saying that they feel unwell in the morning, they could begin to fall behind in schoolwork, disinterest in the computer suddenly, particularly if there's bullying going on. Sleep issues as well, where your children are very tired. And what I often say to parents is, and it's not just my advice, the computer needs to be out of the bedroom, because children, besides the risk factor, but they need to be getting enough sleep. So that's a really important thing. Children becoming withdrawn or more distressed than they usually are, or anxious. So we look for those patterns in our children to see whether or not there's something going on, then talking to them about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colette Smart, for giving us a few tips today on how to let your kids use Facebook.
Thank you for having me.
That's our adolescent psychotherapist, Colette Smart, talking about Facebook and kids.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.